All right, and we are back here in Out of the Woods. Turn Sherman Lee Dillon up. He's our guest tonight here in the studio. Not playing, but chatting, and we're spinning stuff off the CDs here. Just played a track from his own CD, State of the Blues. And you have another one coming out
very soon. Yes, I'm doing this State of the Blues has a lot of, you know, traditional stuff, not many originals. The next one is the other way. I've got a lot of stuff written for it that I like, and I'm kind of tickled about it.
Is that one in the blues vein?
Yeah. It's primarily dobro and harp. You know, I thought about maybe going beefing it up a little bit more instrumentation, but I've kind of got. It's hard to beat a good dobro, a vocalist, and a rack harmonica. It's hard to beat, from my thinking, what a good effect comes off at. You know, and sometimes sure. You put too much on it. To me, it just doesn't, you know, like you get something just perfect sweet, more sugar doesn't necessarily make it better.
Right. Well, you play more of that country blues.
I do a lot, yeah.
Yeah, you can't put too much into that.
So
it speaks for itself.
So this CD is going to have still mostly dobro, harp, and vocal, and a lot more original stuff. And don't you worry. Quick as it gets off the press, you're getting one.
Good. What, you have a title for it yet?
I'm thinking about some titles, but I'm not going to mention them.
Okay. Top secret.
Way secret.
Good deal. And when are you expecting that one out? I know you were recording it back this winter.
I'm going to, you know, I tour solo a little separately from the Dillon Air tours. And I'm already setting up my spring and summer tour into Canada. So I for sure ought to have it by, you know, end of the year. That's what
Very
I'm thinking.
Good. So where are you playing up there?
There's a in a Port Credit, which is part of Mississauga area.
Okay, in Ontario.
Yeah. I play up there, and it's a Southside Shuffle. It's like a September festival they have, and I do several spots. So maybe for 2 or 3 years I've done that.
Should call it the Mississippi to Mississauga tour.
I ought to do that.
There you go.
But the stage says. Mississauga means Mississippi, so they kind of make a deal about that. and there's several clubs up there that I do, and I got when I'm in there, if it's a situation where it's a dance, you know, I usually start off playing my dobro, and in the band, and I've been doing enough that I have artists that know my stuff, see. So I don't have to actually transport bands, but I fall in with some really good cats. So I'll set up, you know, I'll do 2 or 3 songs. And as we go, the band comes in a little bit more. Next thing you know, at some point in there, it became a hardcore dance situation from a dobro, because I got a pickup on my dobro, see.
And sure.
And it works pretty good. And you get a certain volume level that I put it down, get my electric and going. But so I've got a good many fans up there and folks who, you know, follow me on Facebook. Like it's 2 or 3 or 4 folks said, man, what? You ain't coming to see us? And then we just couldn't work it out, but that's...
Well, that's how it goes, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
Yeah.
Haven't mastered the gift of bi-location yet. Working on it. If you would, play one more song off this Dillon Air thing.
Sure.
And I might run down the road and grab me a bite to eat. You want me to get you something?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You covered?
I'm covered, yeah. I get it late when I get home on Friday nights, so.
All right, okay.
But, yeah, I appreciate the offer. So which song are we going to take off of this?
I want to do the song, it says, Feel Like Traveling On, number 12.
Number 12, okay.
Let me read the notes to this, because the one thing Jack does that I don't think anybody else does too much, but it's really a good concept. You remember in the old days when you had vinyls, like when Joan Baez, you know, had her first 2 albums, they would have writings about the song. You know, it all little on the back of the vinyl, it just had like 2 paragraphs per song, you know, telling about different things.
Right.
And so Jack has a 20-page booklet. And all his CDs with little stories about the song. I think that's a great concept. So I got this is what I wrote on this one. And this is pretty much true. My father attended a Primitive Baptist church in Meadville, Mississippi. Primitive Baptists are worlds apart from Southern Baptists. Since there is no mention of music instruments in the New Testament, you know, the Bible, they don't have a place in the church. So unaccompanied singing is very basic to the service. This book we use for this song is titled Old School Hymnal and came from Pilgrim's Breast Primitive Baptist Church, where my father Clarence was buried. Now, I didn't steal it, but I have cousins that would steal it for me. So I got one of the books, and I really didn't pay for it. And I ain't going to say I stole it. They stole it. If there's hell involved with this, it's their cause, their sin, not mine.
I know.
So, and it's also with shape notes. You know, you hear about shape notes. And so somebody the other day who I would ask me, so what's the deal on shape notes? And you know, the music scale goes do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, like that, right?
Sure.
And it's, so if you're like playing the key of C, one would be your do, right? So if you don't have music, right, and don't have instruments, you can float that basic do around.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like putting a capo on a guitar and still call yourself playing in C, but it's not really C. You sort of with me there?
But it's allowed and it works.
Yeah, the fingers don't know the difference, but it's pitched a little higher. So they're singing this song, let's say it's in D, and each note, the do, re, mi, fa, all have different shapes. So folks schooled in this, that before it starts, they'll see if they're singing alto, tenor, bass, whatever, and they'll grab the do or the mi, which is do, re, mi, would be the third note of the scale, or the sol. They grab that pitch, the guy blows a little whistle, and that's the do, right? That's like
okay.
The key it's in. So he said do, and then the altos go, mi, so they've stacked the chords up, right, basing off the shape of the notes. So they don't really know, if it's written in the key of C, they don't really know if it's a C note, you know, so it's pitched wherever the leader of the singing thing pitches it. And folks schooled in it. I went to church and they switched from shape notes to regular round notes. Now, shape notes are on the staff, just like real music. So if you read music, you should be able to read shape notes because they just have different shapes, but it's written, you know, on the lines like staff like regular music. So when the church I was at switched over from reordered books, and I don't even think we were available on shape notes anymore. He got all, my Uncle Lon and my Uncle Herb got way upset about that. They didn't leave the church or nothing, but he was real upset about it. So this song is pretty much the way it was sung in the shape notebook. You know, it could have been written round notes, except that we learned it out of a shape notebook.
A stolen one. All right.
And I didn't steal it now. Yeah, but it was stolen, yes.
So now he has a hot hymnal and a hot banjo.
Yeah, except this is a cappella here now. Yeah. Okay, you talk like I can't be trusted, don't you? And I cannot be trusted.
All right, folks. Sherman Lee Dillon's been talking to us. We're going to play this for you right now. And I feel like traveling on Out of the Woods.
My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below. I feel like traveling on, which flames devour or waves overflow. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see. I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling, traveling on. I feel like traveling, traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on.
The Dillonaires here on Out of the Woods. Sherman Lee Dillon is our guest here in the studio talking about the band and talking about that song and the whole shape note arrangement and the stolen hymnal that he didn't steal. But
So this song, next song we're going to do is a Carter Family tune I grew up on. It's number 7 on track thing.
Okay.
Titled Lulu Walls.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, now I'm going to read what it wrote on, because otherwise I might get to rambling. If I stick to a script, it'll... this is why I became a deconstructionist. I think that's somebody who accepts no kind of constructions in reality. But anyway, so this way it goes. Learning to read was such a pleasure. The written word became the door to truth. As though to read a word made the word more truthful. How convenient. If you read it and your buddy Denton, you were somehow or another more connected to all that is truth. No matter what experience or reason would try to tell, spoken words must always bow to the written words. When I was 14, I had a Carter Family record with a song on it titled Lulu Walls, spelled L-U-L-U, Walls, right? Years later, I picked up another Carter Family record with the same song. Only trouble, the song was spelled L-U-L-A, Walls, Lula Walls, not Lulu Walls. How could that be? Written words cannot be wrong. Could it be that the words written are just words written? Then that day I became a deconstructionist. Everything I had blindly accepted as truth because it had been written by an expert would now have to be re-examined. Does that mean that Dick in the first grade reader did not see Jane? Spot did not run? I could actually place my own experiences above words on a page. Great. No damn. No great. Does that mean I can no longer say it's true just because I read it? And all because the Carter Family spelled the song two different ways. They both couldn't have been true. It was either Lulu or Lula. I went a long way with that concept. And this is the song that called my children all the agony they live with being my children. This is the song that did it.
All right, folks, we're going to play it for you right now. Hope I say it right. Lulu Walls here on Out of the Woods. The Dillonaires.
Pretty as a queen, perfect as from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life. But that aggravating beauty looks such a star never seen. She's as pretty as a queen, perfect as an angel from above. If she'd only be my wife, I'd live happy all my life. With that aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls. With that aggravating beauty, Lulu Walls.
Lulu Walls, there you go. That was the whole Carter Family tune, or did they write that one?
It was on, I think so. Yeah. That's how I learned it.
Yeah,
I learned it from AP and the gang.
I was just thinking about that, and I was reading your website. It said something about you were a consultant on Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you, since we're here among friends, I was in Jackson at the store, and this lady walks up to me and says, what's your name, what kind of stuff, you know, so you don't ever know where these things are going. I said, look, we're making a movie, and it's got, you know, John, you know, Turturro, and she mentioned these names, and I wasn't really way into movies, so some of it didn't mean much to me.
Sure.
Yeah, and everybody is making a movie, you know. That's just one of the best pickup lines or time-wasting lines it is. I said, yeah, sure. She said, no, really. And I want to record your voice as sort of so they can kind of use your voice as kind of a model. You know, you're not reading for a part, but, you know, I want to hear you talking. And I said, well, okay, this is the way it's going to be. You tell me where to be. I'll be there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you'll have bagel, cream cheese, fresh coffee, and I'll read it. If you don't, I'm leaving. So just tell me where to be when, and that'll end this, if it's a charade. So I get to this building, and folks are loading in. You know how they kind of take a building that's for sale that these TV folks need to kind of move in and make it their headquarters for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Wires going everywhere, and people, and I said, so I'm looking for Sandy, whatever. And he said, oh, well, because they didn't know either. They were just hired on, right? Finally, so anyhow, I walk in there. Two bagels, cream cheese, coffee. I said, okay, now what you want me to do? She's giving me the thing. She said, I want you to read this. I said, so what is this about? I mean, it's a movie. Because, you know, they kind of wrote it as it went. You know, they didn't have a script. They kind of, from day to day, customized the movie. So she said, well, it's something to do with it's the Odyssey kind of thing, you know, whatever. So I remember reading the thing, and it had nothing to do with that, except there was a reference to a treasure. To do not seek the treasure was part of it, right? You know, I said, well, is that it? She said, yeah, that's it. So she got my phone number, and as it would things would happen, she's calling me like the blues singer guy, right? She asked me for some names for that, and I because I had one guy had been one of my students had done a Robert Johnson movie. I mentioned him, but she didn't use any of my name. But as it would go, she would ask me about this. Where can I get this? Where can I get this? So, as a favor to me, she said, well, let me give you a little part in the show. I said, well, that's cool, you know. So I'm the dobro player on the back of the truck that the little midget's sweeping on. You know that scene?
Yeah.
I'm the dobro player on that.
Well, I'm gonna have to watch this again.
And then if you look closer, when they appear on the stage, you know, near the end, I'm the band exiting the stage as they come in. You know the scene I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I get about a half a second there, but if you take it screen by screen, you can see me leaving the stage. As they're coming in, so that's kind of, you know, cool, you know, whatever, you know, and they would just edit so much out. Another thing I did, the fellow was Dale Marr. His name was Blake Nelson, right? You know what I'm talking about, the shorter of the three.
Yeah, I don't remember the names of the characters so much.
Anyhow, he was the one that said, "Do not seek the treasure." That's a big famous line, which actually he was making fun of me when he said that. But anyway, that didn't matter, except there was a scene when he was going to pretend play banjo. So I went over to his apartment and him hung out, and I kind of showed him a little banjo, how to pretend to play a banjo without knowing how, you know. And when they drive up to the creek, where they meet the girls, you
right,
know.
Right, yeah.
When they get out of the car, he has a banjo in his hand. But there's really no reference to the banjo in the whole thing, except he had his banjo when he got out. And they had kind of intended for him to do kind of a banjo thing. And if that's not good enough, of all of it, apart from George Clooney telling me I didn't play a guitar good enough or something. He was joking. After the party afterwards, another one of my students was playing at the Cass party. Actually, the same guy who I'd submitted, and I said this song, we didn't clearly say it. It's a shame you can't play a guitar, you know, just being polite, whatever. But it was cool, you know. My biggest brush through the whole thing with fame was, I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm going to tell this anyway, okay? It's your radio. You're the one they kick off the air, okay? So you know the building that was the radio station that the truck was in front of when it was sweeping, right?
Okay.
Well, that was the shell of the radio station, and for a toilet, men would go behind that building, you know, because sure. You were out there in the field in the hot
right,
for.
Right.
So anyhow, when I went to the restroom, Ethan Cohen was there too. So me and Ethan Cohen.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you really, come on. Who can say that? I mean, who can say that? You know?
Doesn't get any closer than that.
I'm not going to tell anymore. That's all I'm telling. it could get a lot better, but I'm not going to.
Well, wow. I'm glad I asked. I'm glad I asked about that. We're talking about Sherman Lee Dillon's role in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And it actually was a role, by golly.
Yeah, it actually was on that stage.
Well, I'd like to thank you once again for coming by.
Thank you so much, man.
Even though the whole group thing fell through for tonight. It was
next
great
time
to
I'm
see
sending
it.
Them, and I'm staying home resting. So,
oh well, can't have that
or not. we could try to grab us a little gig up here next summer, and I'll come out and see you again.
Yeah, come on by as many times as you like. I mean, it's a lot of fun to.
It's
have
a great
you by,
thing what so. You're doing, man. I really appreciate you know DJ doing this, man, because it's such a crucial social thing. You know that folks keep it out there and keep spinning records and stuff. I'm all about that, man.
Well, we keep trying, and we hope we keep having listeners. So,
well, thank you.
But
so I'm gonna hit the trail, man.
All right,
it was a pleasure.
Well, we had Lulu Walls, but we're gonna go to Sweet Sally Brown now from the Lonesome River Band here on Out of the Woods.
Sally, every day I get a little bit bolder, oh sweet Sally, and every night when I go to sleep, hey sweet Sally, I dream blue eyes and lips so sweet, oh sweet Sally, hey sweet Sally, the prettiest girl in town, oh sweet Sally, I love sweet Sally Brown. Sally, I'm big enough to go to school like Sally and brother. So I give her a kiss at the schoolhouse door and go back home to mother. Hey, sweet Sally, the prettiest girl in town. Oh, sweet Sally, I love sweet Sally Brown. Thank you. can't ask her to wed, that would be too mean. For you see, I'm only 5 years old, Sally's 17. But age don't matter when it's true love, the way that I love Sally. So I'll eat my food and I'll grow real big, then I'll be big like Sally. Hey, sweet Sally, the prettiest girl in town. Sweet Sally, I love Sweet Sally Brown. Hey, Sweet Sally, the prettiest girl in town. Oh, Sweet Sally, I love Sweet Sally Brown. Oh, I love Sweet Sally Brown. I love Sweet Sally Brown.
I don't know where the money's gone. Not much to show for the work that I've done. What else would I need? A night on the river is all I need. A cool drink of water is all I
prison with the 4-4 bed. wanna get rich, give your money to me. Turn a nickel on a smile and a handshake for free. But there's a noise in the crowd, breaking hearts with deceit. All you war-hungry bastards, bloodthirsty with greed. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail money. No room for the poor, stay.
Shadows and the new moon will rise. Stars they shot down in the blink of an eye. My instincts are wounded, my schools bleed with guns. My children are recklessly lost in the sun.
Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor, stay. Go hide from your neighbors, don't answer the door. Your food and possessions will protect you no more.
There's a spirit in man, not measured by money, not bribed by glory, but worth every suffering.
Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. No room for the poor, stay. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. Gangway, stay out of my way. Gangway, I'm coming with a trail of money. And no room for the poor, stay. No room for the poor.
Brand new stuff from Malcolm Holcomb here on Out of the Woods. And his new CD is called Down the River. Trail of Money there. Daryl Scott, sort of a duet there with him. Great stuff. Also there for you, Wildfire, brand new from them. 21 years from their CD, Crash Course in the Blues. The infamous String Dusters from their latest CD called Silver Sky. We heard Night on the River. I guess they've had some personnel changes in that band. A bit of a different sound that I'm used to from them. A little more mainstream, kind of, I guess. Lonesome River Band started off the set there with Sweet Sally Brown from the second volume of the Chronology, which is coming out on Rural Rhythm Records. That was from Volume 2. Neat stuff, and I used to play that a lot back in the old days. I don't know what it is about the Lonesome River Band. I always thought of them more as sort of that slick kind of band, but I always keep coming back to them. They're just really, really good. So what else can you say? But definitely from back in the Don Rigsby and Ronnie Bowman era. I think the only original member of the group now is Sammy Sheeler, but good band, Lonesome River Band. All right, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'd like to thank Sherman Lee Dillon once again for stopping by and chatting with us, spinning some tunes off the CDs. It's great to see him, and we'll do that again real soon, I hope. We'll be right back after this.